WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good Friday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Explosive investigators are on the scene this hour at what is left of a house in Rockville.
The home on Ashley Drive in the Randolph Hills neighborhood was nothing but splinters by the time firefighters pulled up shortly before 1 this morning. There was a small fire that was put out quickly and a debris field that spread across several other homes.
Firefighters and utility crews have gone door to door with surrounding homes and so forth. Again, there is some collateral damage several nearby homes.
No neighbors were hurt, but Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says they cannot so far account for any residents of the house that blew up. The cause still under investigation. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro says it's repaired the leak that sent water into a yellow line tunnel yesterday, causing single tracking for 3 hours between L'Enfant Plaza and Pentagon City. Metro says it has not yet determined if the leak came from groundwater or a non-metro pipe outside the tunnel wall. The White House insisting the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare has the votes it needs to become law.
Both Democrats and Republicans are openly criticizing the Obamacare replacement bill, saying, among other things, it doesn't do enough to cut cost of health care premiums. Mr. Trump's special assistant, Andrew Sarabian, tells the Larry O'Connor Show.
It's still going through an open-ended process, so it's not the final bill.
And once it goes through the process, Sarabian thinks
it will have the votes. And I think we will have a pretty united conservative movement and Republican Party behind this.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal judges in Hawaii and Maryland have put a halt on President Trump's revised travel freeze, even as a federal judge in Seattle, Washington has ruled that his order to block the president's 3 months travel freeze does not apply to the newly revised executive order.
The judge out there has refused to grant the state of Washington's request to enforce that preliminary injunction that extended to the first travel ban to this current travel ban. So they still have more legal fight out there in Washington. This was just part of it. So it's a little bit of a victory for the Trump administration, but who knows how else this judge will rule.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. We should find out later today if any of the cherry blossoms on the National Mall have survived this week's winter weather.
It's been a tough week for the National Park Service. They've been keeping a watchful eye on the cherry blossoms as the snow and cold came at a point when many of the trees were already in bloom. A couple of days ago, some of those blooms were taken inside and placed inside a hot pot as a test.
The warm air of the buildings essentially fools the blossoms into thinking that, you know, the temperature is warm out.
And Park Service spokesman Michael Litteris says there is some good news.
We expect that there will be a peak bloom period this year. It may just involve fewer trees.
More details are expected this afternoon. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, college basketball, the Maryland men fall in the NCAA first round to Xavier 76-65 last night. Virginia Tech also out. Washington Capitals lose in overtime to the Nashville Predators 2-1. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters around the Beltway, be very cautious here as you're heading past 214 Central Avenue toward FedEx Field. The crash on the outer loop, right where 202 gets onto the Beltway, looks like they're blocking the left half of the roadway, so you're squeezing over to the right. And then if you're coming off of 202, you have flashing lights and activity on your right shoulder. So you're merging into all this activity. So everyone be patient with each other on the outer loop at 202. Inner loop, your lanes are open and you're fine. Not so good trying to head north and get toward the Beltway on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Northbound, just past Riverdale Road, 410. Incident just reported. Definitely seeing the delays forming there quickly. On the George-Washington Parkway, you look good. Heading from McLean, heading down past 123 and down to the bridge. Is a good time to get going. And let's get you toward Ellicott City. Apparently had a broken down car on I-70 westbound before 29, and then a vehicle struck that. So we have accident activity westbound I-70 before you get to 29. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Starting to get back above 50 degrees now as we head on through today. Clear this morning and a little milder. On the St. Patrick's Day afternoon, we'll see some clouds come in up near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 33 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. A New York City EMT run over by a stolen ambulance. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05. In advance of the meeting today between Donald Trump and Angela Merkel of Germany, we'll talk to James Kirchick. It's going to be an interesting meeting, by the way. They have said some harsh things about one the other. At 8:05 this morning, Ed Henry from Fox News will join us. And then at 8:35, special programming note, whatever you're doing, be tuned in here at 8:35 for our interview with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning and happy top of the morning to you, Brian.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you. We keep forgetting it's St. Patrick's Day and nobody... Oh, you wore green. I was going to say nobody wore green.
It's sort of green. Yeah, it's olive green.
Yeah, so the insanity starts again in Frederick this time. We're moving two more statues because, we go around now and we find things that are offensive to us for whatever reason and demand that they be removed from our site. So we're doing it again. And I'll tell you who is being removed and for what reason. But let me first give you up the phone number. 888-630-9625 is the number. 888-630-9625. So Frederick officials announced yesterday that they are removing busts of Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Brooke Taney and a bust of Maryland's first governor, Thomas Johnson, and they're going to be moved tomorrow. There is no pussyfooting around. We're moving on post-haste. They're going. They are both going to Mount Olivet Cemetery, and that is where the Maryland's first governor, Thomas Johnson, is buried. The reason this is happening is because Roger Taney, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, was the one who upheld, he wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case affirming slavery in 1857, for Lord's sake. And so he is going to be removed from the City Hall courtyard, and the first governor was a slave owner. Here's the thing. Because some people find it offensive. I have a big fear. This is just me. I think when you have these statues, and it's happening all over the place, especially in the South where you have more of like Civil War statues and things like that, or as I like to call them, second place trophies. Here's the thing. I think these things are necessary to have because you want to talk about teachable moments. The left loves to talk about teachable moments. These are teachable moments. You can, when your kid asks, oh, mom, who's that? You can explain to your child who that is. That at one point in this country, this is how we believed, and this is the judge who made that decision, or this was Maryland's first governor, and blah, blah. You can explain these things. And Maryland's first governor, you could just say he was Maryland's first governor. Does he have to be driven from the public? public square, literally, because he owned slaves, which at the time was legal and common practice, well, among the elite in this country. I have a big problem with judging history through today's eyes. You can't look back and judge history, because I'll tell you right now, if it's a very, very slippery slope, because we're going to drive history from the public square because someone finds what some aspect of history offensive, and then we lose our history. And I think it is dangerous, and I think it is wrong, and I'm sorry if you're offended by these statues. Removing the statue of a Supreme Court justice, I think, is horrid. You may not have liked the way he ruled in a case, however, you don't remove history, and that is what we are doing. Use it instead to teach history. This is insanity. It just makes me absolutely insane. 888-630-9625. Where are you on this, Brian?
Well, you know, look, I understand why the person who wrote the Dred Scott decision offends some people. I understand that. But I also think you make a very good point that we are judging history through the lens of the today and
right,
not through the time in which they lived. You know, and look, I you know, of course, we look back today with sort of, really? They came to that conclusion in the Dred Scott case, and you go, wow, how did they possibly do
right,
that? But we're looking at it through the lens
exactly,
of today. I don't defend that it was a bad, I don't try to defend the decision, but it was a part of our history. And I hate that we are looking at history through the lens of today's thing. And, I mean, and here's the bigger concern. Where do you draw the line? And you start and you say, well, the guy who wrote the Dred Scott decision, that statue must go. And the governor of Maryland who owned slaves, well, that statue has to go. Well, then let's dismantle the Jefferson Memorial.
Right, exactly. Oh, I mean, I'm sure there are people who are behind that.
And listen, I'm telling you, let's
and Washington Memorial, it's all got to go.
Where do we draw the line yep, about what is acceptable and what is not
right,
acceptable?
Right.
And I think you have the better approach to it.
I think
the thing you should do in these situations is saying, yes, this was a man who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and he wrote many decisions over the course of his, but one stands out, and we now look at that decision, and we don't understand it, and it doesn't make sense to us. But it was part of our history, and you know, over time,
right,
people came to a different view of this issue. It's one of the great things about this country that we sometimes recognize our mistakes and we try to change them. We are a government that constantly tries to do the right thing, even though, you know, it may not be popular
not perfect,
one time or another. We come back later and we try to correct these things. Eventually, we perfect our government over time. At least that's the desire. And I think there's a lesson in that. Yes, we should never ignore the history of slavery. We should never walk away from that or try to ignore that it occurred, and it was an incredibly harmful thing in many, many ways. But it is also a really positive story to tell how we came to come to a different conclusion and how we all
right,
look at it differently today than we did then.
Yeah.
There's a positive story there, and that's part of history.
I agree. Jay in Gaithersburg disagrees. Jay, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. So what do you think about this? What's your angle on it?
Well, first of all, I don't disagree. I just have a different opinion.
That's okay.
As an African-American, you know, what am I supposed to tell my kid? I hear your reasoning behind it, but no matter what you say, I just still see a slave owner.
So, but why don't you explain that to your children, that at one point in time in this country, that was legal, as it was in most of the world. It was legal. And exactly what Brian just said. We in this country try to better ourselves all the time. And so we've moved on. And now, you know, teach your children the history of it. Why, instead of erasing the history?
Well, what you tell a Jewish man to explain that a Nazi soldier's statue to his kid and
absolutely
get the same result?
I would. I absolutely would. And we keep the concentration camps open, right, to teach history. We haven't plowed them over, right?
Yes, that's correct. I understand that. Like I said, I don't disagree. I just have
yeah,
a difference of
yeah,
opinion.
Jay, to my large,
down,
let me ask you this point, though, Jay, and I respect your opinion.
Yeah,
and
absolutely,
I understand why you feel that way. And it's completely understandable to me. But where do we draw the line? I mean, should
yeah,
we dismantle the Jefferson Memorial?
Well, I think the statues that are there are historical. They're there. Whether you like it or not, it's always going to be somebody you like over somebody you don't.
Right,
so
right.
Where you draw the line, I don't really know.
Well, they say, but that's the question.
I think that's the question.
I think that's the question.
Yeah.
And as much as I respect your opinion, and I know it's heartfelt, and I know that when you look at issues like this, it has a different resonance for you than it would have for me because of the things that you have gone through in your own life and
I haven't really been through a lot. Actually, I haven't had any really what you would call negative experience.
But isn't that perhaps the story that you teach your children? In this time and in this place, you know, we were held as slaves. Today, you know, I can actually look at my life and I can't point to any example of where I've been. So we have improved as a nation. Isn't that a positive message to teach your kids?
Well, what I would tell most of my black kids, I would tell them, our beginning didn't start with slavery. Slavery is a part of the process, but sometimes we teach slavery as if this is the beginning of African-American history.
As if it's your only history,
and yeah. I love that angle to it, and I've never heard that before.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I'm glad he called.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll take more of your calls here in just a moment. You know, is it time? Are we erasing history? Is this the right decision or the wrong decision? We'll take your calls, 888-630-9625. Right now, 6:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a few trouble spots this morning, and I know you don't want to hear this after yesterday morning, but I'm going to start with Suitland Parkway. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway right as you come up to the exit for 295, right near Firth Sterling. That's where crews are dealing with a crash, and Park Police say they're stopping all traffic here to sort things out. So inbound on the Suitland Parkway quickly with delays forming after Alabama Avenue. Outbound Suitland Parkway, you're okay. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, this is going to be inside the Beltway, reported as a broken-down car, but now looks like we may have more activity there. Northbound BW Parkway, north of 410, Ellicott City area, was a broken-down car. It turned into an accident then on 70, westbound before 29, and hang on around the Beltway. Our slowest stretch that I'm seeing is going to be because of the crash on the Maryland Beltway, outer loop past FedEx Field, right near the exit for 202. Stay to the right to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies this morning, a high today of around 51. It may get a little cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, a 40% chance, the low of 39. Tomorrow, a few showers could develop late in the day. They say a 30% chance, but the high will be around 54 degrees. Sunday in the low 50s, and on Monday as we head into the work week next week, we're talking about temperatures in the low 60s, so maybe a little more warm weather headed our way. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 degrees, 617 on WMAL. You gotta get a Ford, gotta get
it at Ted Britt Ford. That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at
Ted Britt. Ted Britt Ford. All right, so Maryland is joining the insanity that has been sweeping mostly the South in this country. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Brooke Taney and Maryland's first governor, Thomas Johnson, are going to be driven literally from the public square, and they are going to be banished to Mount Olivet Cemetery, where Thomas Johnson is buried, because Justice Taney wrote the 1857 Dred Scott decision that affirmed slavery. So off with you. And Maryland's first governor, Thomas Johnson, was a slave owner. And as Brian pointed out, it's a slippery slope. And why can't we use this instead to teach history? Because if you forget history, you are doomed to repeat it. 888-630-9625. David in Silver Spring, good morning. You're on the Morning Majority. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Wow, that was a throwback. Yeah. Hi, David. Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing today? I was just calling. It's just oversensitivity of any of these issues. This one in particular. It's outrageous. The selective, you know, outrage to you know, pick and choose, you know, things that you're going to, you know, raise Cain about against the deplorable act of slavery. If you're going to do that, let's go back to the origins of it, where in Africa you had powerful tribal leaders that enslaved less powerful people, and they sold them to the Europeans, which was the origins of slavery. So, but the selective outrage, we just expose our soft underbelly to the rest of the world that we are so easily offended. The rest of the world who does not enjoy the level of comfort and freedom that we enjoy here, that they have to deal with the hardships of life throughout. They see this as a weakness. It's another way to expose your weak side to the rest of the world and show how easily offended you can be. Therefore, I mean, they could easily take advantage of that some other way.
I challenge you a little bit because I understand why people are offended, and I understand why it hurts them and why it's painful to them.
I understand that too, but I'm saying that it is a part of our history.
Right.
Yeah, and that's my larger point.
Where we came from.
History should not be forgotten. History should be remembered, and it's all in how you interpret the history for people. And so, yeah, a lot of people look at it and they immediately have some visceral reaction.
Right.
This person was a slave owner, therefore they cannot be held in a public square. I think that the better approach to it is to say this person was a slave owner. And there was a time and a place where we thought this was okay.
Yeah.
And now we look at it so very differently. And here's how we got from A to B.
Right.
And that's an interesting story that teaches us about American history and how we are always striving to improve the way we look at things like this as we grow and as we mature and as we understand things that we didn't understand before. We change the way we approach things like slavery, and we did in a very tumultuous war. We ultimately had a war over this, and then the decision was made that we're not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing
that. That's a story of American history, and it's part of that fabric that we shouldn't ignore.
Yeah, let's go to John in Frederick. Good morning, John. You're on with Brian and Mary. How are you?
No, I'm doing good. Thank you. You guys doing well?
Yeah,
we're doing great. Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, yeah, same to you. Thank you. Just a quick question. I was born and raised in Frederick, Maryland, and I graduated from Governor Thomas Johnson High School and was just wondering how long it may be until they change the name of the high school.
Yeah, we're going to call it Bob's High School now. It's going to be Bob's High School.
Or it could be John's High School since
yes,
it was discussed.
Yeah, Tom's High School.
John's High School.
Well, they will rename that. Now that you've pointed it out, I'm sure there is a liberal right now dialing the ACLU to tell them how offended they are, and it must be changed.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's a big part of the problem.
More of your calls straight ahead. It is 6:22.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Spring Allergies, A Natural Approach, on Wednesday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it. Today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Control your allergies through a natural integrative approach of chiropractic and nutrition from the Roselle Center for Healing. Take advantage of our spring new patient offer for just $125. For details, visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
It is 6:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway commuters, you're in some tie-ups here. We have a multi-vehicle crash, outer loop at 202. So this is going to be as you pass FedEx Field in that area, heading from Largo up toward 50, the John Hanson Highway. What you need to do when you get to that exit near 202, stay to the far right. And if you're coming off of the 202 exit, just careful merging onto the Beltway. And everyone have patience with each other. Broken down car on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heading northbound, trying to get past and up to the Beltway, northbound after 410. They're trying to get that out of the travel lanes, causing an unusual northbound delay. Southbound, you're okay through Riverdale. Now, the big problem right now, Suitland Parkway, not so good. Traffic still stopped with this crash. Inbound Suitland Parkway at Firth Sterling. This is right before you can merge onto 295 or head up towards South Capitol Street and the Douglas Bridge. Again, like yesterday, Pennsylvania Avenue, that works good as your alternate. Updates sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Started this St. Patrick's Day about half a dozen degrees milder than yesterday morning, and milder weather will return this afternoon. Mid to late afternoon, some clouds come in. Otherwise, sunny today, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is 6:26. Is it time to just stop these statues being removed and being banished to different and various places amongst the country, amongst cities and towns, happening in Frederick now. Let's go to, you know, Ron in Fairfax. Good morning, Ron. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Ron.
Line 6 there. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Mary. Real quick, I've been reading a lot of American history, including bios of every president, and the Dred Scott decision was very much about political corruption, a president-elect illegally influencing the Supreme Court to make that decision. Also, you know, one of the bios I'm reading about Jefferson Davis says, we judge people as they were, not condemn them for not conforming to the standards of our time.
Right.
And third of all, you know, I was at a book burning memorial in Germany, and a quote by Heinrich Heine, German Jewish writer, was that, you know, society starts by burning its books, soon it starts burning its own people. And I feel like this is a mentality like book burning.
Yeah, an interesting observation there. I understand the emotions that's wrapped up in here, but I think we just need to take a longer view.
Yeah, I'm just very quickly watching some videos from all over the country of students rioting because their speech that they don't like. And we're surprised that this is happening.
Yeah. 6:28 on WMAO.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8160. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Live Casino and Hotel's favorite jackpot just got even better with Giant Jackpot Celebration. When the jackpot hits, everyone wins. Play with your live rewards card at any eligible store.
slot machine, and when the jackpot hits, you can win $25 free slot play. So come in and get lucky at Live. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's a question for you. Do you trust the cloud with your precious pictures, your digital information, all of the emails that you write? Do you back them up on the cloud? Surprisingly, a lot of iPhone users are saying they don't trust the cloud. We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Still no word on the occupants of a house that exploded and caught fire overnight in Rockville on Ashley Drive. Investigators are now on the scene.
The cause of the explosion and fire are still under investigation, undetermined at this time. The status of the occupant is unknown. There were no other injuries. The local utility companies are on the scene.
That's Montgomery County Fire and Rescue spokesman Pete Perringer, who says it took 75 firefighters 20 minutes to quench the blaze, the damage described as catastrophic. The District of Columbia gets a new chief judge today. Judge Anna Blacksburn Rigsby takes over as chief judge of the D.C. Court of Appeals at a ceremony today. She was appointed to the appeals court in 2006 by then-President George W. Bush. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, the NASDAQ at 50. In sports, Maryland Terrapins out in the first round, losing to Xavier last night, 76-65. Caps fall to the Predators, 2-1 in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, closeout, blowout. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model-year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big closeout, blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
What is the path forward to a better healthcare system? At United Health Group, we believe it's possible to have a modern, high-performing, simpler healthcare system by building on what works, like rewarding care providers for achieving quality outcomes and affordability, rather than paying for the number of procedures, giving states the flexibility to design and offer high-quality, affordable coverage that meets the unique needs of their residents, providing seniors with choice and stability in their benefits, and ensuring that the Medicare program meets their increasingly complex conditions. Strengthening and expanding the employer-sponsored coverage system, which already serves 178 million people. And providing patients with information to simplify their healthcare experience. The foundation exists for better healthcare. Building on what works is the path forward. United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit wintertroxell.com.
Ever feel like you're missing out on something? Like somewhere out there is a 125,000 square foot casino giving away free slots play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines? Ah, maybe it's just me.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's 6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, you start off pretty much calm around the Beltway, getting to the Beltway 66, Toll Road 95, 395, just a little bit of volume. Not so calm, Suitland Parkway. Another morning, we're having problems here. Inbound Suitland Parkway, crash stops all traffic. So what police are doing, they're detouring you onto northbound 295. So inbound Suitland Parkway or Sterling with the crash, still trying to rearrange the vehicles there, and just at a standstill before Alabama Avenue. That's a good time to bail out. And you can take Alabama Avenue, or actually delays are now back near Branch Avenue, bail out there and head over to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue to the Sousa Bridge as your alternate. New problem, DC 295 accident is going to be southbound just as you pass East Capitol Street. Multi-car crash on the Maryland Beltway near FedEx Field on the outer loop at 202. Stay right to get by. They have to get a number of tow trucks there. And Beltway and Bethesda inner loop at 355. As you're coming past Old Georgetown Road, keep alert. Looks like everything's to the shoulder, but you do have just an abrupt slowdown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're starting off about 6 degrees milder than yesterday morning, and we'll wrap it up milder this afternoon. 51 becoming cloudy mid to late afternoon, and then by this evening, maybe a few showers. Then overcast overnight, 39, and some showers later tomorrow afternoon, 54. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 21 in Chantilly, 24. In Silver Spring, it's 29 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Barbara Britt on WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this St. Patrick's Day Friday morning. Joining us later in the show at 7:05, James Kirchick will be joining us. He's with the Foreign Policy Institute, and he's going to give us a preview of the Merkel-Trump meeting that is coming up. Ed Henry joining us at 8:05. He's from Fox News, and he's going to review the budget, the health care bill fight, and a whole lot more. And at 8:35, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be joining us to discuss the opioid crisis. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, I was out during the holidays, the Christmas holidays. I was traveling across Wyoming. I always wanted to go to Wyoming, and so I made a quick trip. I was up in Colorado. I made a quick run to Wyoming, and I'm driving through the wide open countryside. I mean, there you can't see it. I mean, all you can see are literally the antelope on the side of the road, and miles and miles of miles and miles. That's all there was. And out in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming, it was pointed out to me this gigantic complex on the side of the road. It was a massive industrial complex of some kind, and no name on it, by the way. No sign that told you what it was. And somebody said, you know what that is? I said, no. I said, do you have any pictures on the cloud? And I said, yeah, I got stuff on the cloud. They said, that's the cloud. Mm-hmm. At least that's part of the cloud. This big building was the place where when you send stuff to the cloud, this is where the cloud is. It's a building. Part of it is a building in Wyoming. And I was, wow, that's the cloud. And I began to think about the cloud. Well, apparently a lot of people have thought about the cloud. And there's a new study out that says that some 47% of people who use iPhones don't trust the cloud.
I don't trust the cloud.
They don't trust the cloud. They don't like the idea of sending their stuff off to be stored remotely so that it could be retrieved later should you have some problem with your computer. In fact, there's a large number of people who say they're not even sure what stuff on their phone is being backed up to the cloud, if it's being backed up at all. And I'm just sort of curious, you know, are you one of those people who has a distrust of the cloud? And do you trust the cloud to keep your documents and your pictures and your precious pictures? Or do you come up with some other method for protecting the data that you think is really important? Or Is your data unprotected? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. On this point, you know, I'm very careful about the things I send to the cloud. I do back up my pictures on the cloud. You know, if somebody wants to, it gets a hold of my pictures on the cloud and somehow the cloud gets hacked, to me, that's a risk I'm willing to take for, in return, knowing that if my computer crashes, then I'm not going to lose everything. Mm-hmm. I don't just trust the cloud, though. I also back it up on portable hard drives, and I store those in a safe so that I can retrieve them later. My idea is put it in several different places, and all of them can't go down at the same time. And there ought to be some way that you can do it. But it only works, of course, if you continually back up your stuff on a regular basis. If you don't do that, you're in trouble. There are some things I don't want on the cloud. And I don't back up my emails on the cloud because that's personal information about me that I don't want to be out there. And I have some qualms about that. But by and large, I love the fact that that I know that my phone numbers, my contacts are not ever going to be lost because they're always in another place. But I understand the distrust of sending personal data off to sit somewhere that you don't really understand where it is or what it is and who has access to it and what kind of security they have. I think that's a thing that would bother a lot of people. What is your feeling about that? Do you trust the cloud? And do you back your stuff up? I mean, pictures. Who prints out pictures anymore? Used to be we put them in albums and looked at them. Now they're just on a hard drive, and do we ever really go and pull out the hard drive and look at them? I don't think we do. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML.
Yeah, and that was my point. I enjoy going through the albums. Maybe it's because I'm old-fashioned, but I like seeing, you know, a 3x5 picture.
Yeah.
You know, I like seeing that, and you can see it as opposed to on my phone, which is this tiny little screen. Well, you can zoom in so I can see parts of the picture bigger as we go. I enjoy having that. So I have noticed, and I was very good at putting pictures in an album, and I had even had an album that had the slots for the negatives. So I knew where they were. I labeled everything. So right. If I wanted to make a copy of that picture or I lost the picture, I could go back and get the negative and I could have a copy made. So I was very good at that. And then I suddenly noticed, wow, we stopped doing that because now everything was digital. And my husband keeps the little flash drives and all that stuff.
USBs and all that stuff.
And they're so easy to lose. They're tiny. They're these teeny tiny little things. And it's weird. We just keep getting smaller and smaller, which is easier and easier to lose.
Yeah.
So I find that odd. And maybe pictures, people just think, oh, my pictures are always available to me. I'm with you. I don't even know what the cloud is. I have no idea.
It's a building in Wyoming.
It's a building in Wyoming.
I saw it.
I don't know. My phone's always asking me, you've maxed out your free cloud. Do you want to purchase more? I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm a big privacy fan. So I'm not a fan of putting things on the cloud. And you know, you say with pictures and things like that, it's like, what was it? Snapchat, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Snapchat. When you put pictures on Snapchat, they become their property. And they can use them. And I believe it's Snapchat. I'm sure a listener will correct me if I'm wrong. And then people are shocked to find that their pictures are being used in advertising. Well, nobody ever reads those rules, and they just check, I agree, and off they go to the races, and you think you've got all your pictures stored somewhere, and you really don't.
Greg
has them.
Greg in Clifton, do you trust the cloud? Do you back stuff up, or do you, send it off to the cloud and trust the cloud?
The cloud is nothing but a thunderstorm to me, just waiting to happen.
Amen. I'm with you.
It's no way, no how, no anything. It's, you know, and not just because of the pictures or things like that, but especially with today's political environment and things of that nature, I do not trust Big Brother or any of that kind of stuff. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but I just do not trust it. And I have a son-in-law that's in security. He says everything's going to the cloud, and that I might as well embrace it, but I completely disagree.
All right. Thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. Let's get one more call in if we could. How about Nick in White Plains? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Hi, good morning. I've got a master's degree in cybersecurity, so I have a lot of thoughts on this because, well, I think...
Well, we just got a little time, so give us
only a four-hour show.
Give us the most important one.
So I would just say that your riskiest things, your financial statements, your passwords, never put them in the cloud. Assume anything that you put into the cloud will be stolen eventually. So things you care a lot about that you want to save but aren't really risky to you, like photos, put them in the cloud. I use Google Photos. I'm not endorsing the product, but it's completely free. You mentioned that your iPhone says, hey, I'm running out of storage. Just use Google Photos. You can put all your photos up there.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Every person who says, my phone's full, I'm like, give me your phone. And I put that on there, and all of a sudden their phone's fine.
Yeah.
But what it comes down to is risk management, financial statements, passwords, never put them in the cloud.
Yeah,
things you don't care a lot about losing, put them in the cloud.
All right, listen, thank you for the call. Greatly
appreciate
it.
That was
easy. 644 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Frederick. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
It is 6:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, 6 cars involved in this crash on the Beltway. That's why it's taking so long. They need multiple tow trucks here. This is going to be over near FedEx Field, Maryland Outer Loop, right as 202 merges onto the Beltway. Stay to the right on the Beltway to get by. And when you're merging, also be very cautious. Everyone, patience with each other there. Big delays as you come out of Forestville, again, toward 202. Inner Loop side, just a little bit of rubbernecking just because you're seeing so much activity. Southbound BW Parkway through Riverdale, we're doing fine until you merge right onto 295 Kenilworth Avenue in a solid lineup to get to the crash in East Capitol Street. And on 50, you're thwarted a little bit with the incident south of 202 before you get to the exit to go south on 295. Suitland Parkway inbound still closed at First Sterling. This is right as you would get up to 295. Traffic being diverted onto northbound 295. Route 4 works well as an alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good shot of sunshine. Nice Friday morning commute. In about town, the sunshine will dominate. Eventually, we'll get to 51 later today, but more clouds for the afternoon commute. And then by this evening, if you're heading out for St. Paddy's Day, some showers. Cloudy then overnight, 39. On Saturday, late day rain showers, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 647.
But the loveliest of them all was you.
I love this song.
Yeah, happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. We're talking about the cloud. And if you don't know what the cloud is, if it's something new to you, it's basically remote servers, remote places where you send your stuff to be stored away from your computer. The idea being that if your computer crashes, it is stored someplace else and you can recover it. But a lot of people don't trust the cloud. Apparently, iPhone users, and they have a thing called iCloud, 47% of them say they don't trust the cloud. And they don't like the idea of giving their pictures and their personal data and sending it off someplace else to be held. You know. So we're asking you, do you trust the cloud this morning? Mike in New Windsor has a very interesting story. Mike, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
Yeah, I thought the cloud was pretty trustworthy, and I didn't read all the fine print and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't put any financial stuff. I just saved pictures up there. And then one day I went into my local Kohl's, and there was a picture of me and five of my friends in a photo frame.
No freaking way.
Really?
Yeah, the other thing Google has done to me is Google Maps. When I first moved up to New Windsor, there was a picture of me and my wife walking into the house on Google Earth.
Are you incredibly handsome?
No, by no means.
So what was your reaction?
Ooh,
what was your reaction when you saw this picture of you and your five buddies at the Kohl's?
Well, I thought it was interesting. I thought I had to buy the frame just to prove it, so I did.
And then what?
So it was a good sales tactic. I didn't do anything. I just made sure I didn't put anything out there, and I went back and read the agreement. And some of the agreement things say that certain things are public, you know, like like the pictures and stuff can be public.
Wow. So they're using your pictures to make money.
Right. Somebody is. Well,
yeah, somebody's making money.
After I saw it, I thought about it. All the years I bought frames with pictures in it, where do they get the pictures?
That's true. All right, that's Fred in Woodbridge, real quick, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Fred?
Hey, Brian, they renamed it the iCloud, but it used to be the NSA.
I don't know about that. I mean, here's my take on that. Any information that you have that's on a computer, whether it's on the cloud or not, I have a feeling that the government really wants to know what's on it, they can find it. I mean, I think you have to assume that anything you put in a computer, it is
true.
Potentially could be seen by somebody somewhere.
True, but you don't have to make it easy.
Yeah, that's right. It's now 6:49. I must make it 6:50 on WMAL.
Get rid of hard water scale that blocks nozzles and coats your home's pipework. A GSA-tested solution. Go to scalepreventionusa.com. No water wasted, no backwash cycle, no salt. You save money on electricity. scalepreventionusa.com. scalepreventionusa.com. It's a fact of life that everyone has to face at some point. As you get older, your hearing begins to fade. For most, the gradual loss is a slow process, which, as it continues, decreases your quality of life. Think about it. Have you ever wished people would just slow down and speak clearly so you could understand what they're saying? Or maybe you suffer from tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. If so, here's good news. Now you can take back part of your life by calling the team of doctors at Ascent Hearing at 800-811-8700. Call right now and receive a free comprehensive hearing evaluation and screening at one of their 7 locations. Ascent Hearing accepts insurance, so don't hesitate. Call 800-811-8700 to set your appointment. Take back your hearing today with the help of the trusted professionals at Ascent Hearing. Call 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700. Online at hearingaiddoctors.com. Once again, that's hearingaiddoctors.com.
Can you believe we get paid for this? Driving around, seeing the sights, meeting new people, and making them smile.
Well, let's not forget, you also have to crawl through attics.
And dig through sheds.
And carry awkward sleeper sofas.
And heavy refrigerators.
And copy machines down from the 28th floor.
All that fun, and we even get paid for it.
I'm glad you guys like your job.
Brian, working at 1-800-GOT-JUNK isn't really a job, exactly.
Well, if it's not a job, what is it?
It's what we do to make a difference.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer,
all you have to do is point.
And then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
6:53, let's see how your money's doing. Standing by at the news desk at CNBC's John Lesher. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian, and happy St. Patrick's Day, except the futures are mostly in the red this morning. Investors will be looking at more economic reports today. Data will be out on industrial production, which rose in February. The leading indicators were flat last month, and consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. Tiffany and Progressive Insurance will release their quarterly earnings. President Trump will meet with German Chancellor Merkel at the White House. Their first meeting comes amid concerns over transatlantic relationships and trade deals. The national debt limit has come back into force at a level near $20 trillion, prompting the Trump administration to alert Congress about the measures it will take to stay under the new limit. And this is World Sleep Day, whose purpose is to raise awareness of sleep disorders and highlight the burden that they place on society. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8162. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia wanted to get in the mix with the problems, and here we have it on 66 in Centerville, unfortunately. But trying to get everything over to the shoulder, eastbound 66 at 28th Centerville, and they still crowd that right lane. A lot of flashing lights. So out of Manassas, keep alert. Now, before that, we didn't have any delays. So once you get beyond Centerville, still a great ride up through to the Beltway and continuing through Falls Church and Arlington. Now, 395, we're jammed trying to get across the 14th Street Bridge because of the crash on the freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Suitland Parkway, that's been a mess this morning, but the good news, Suitland Parkway's just been reopened inbound at Firth Sterling right as you come up to 295, so you're no longer detoured, but big delays and big bailout traffic as well. On Branch Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue took the hit as well. 295 south past East Cap for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of sunshine. Nice Friday morning commute. In about town, the sunshine will dominate eventually. We'll get to 51 later today, but more clouds for the afternoon commute. And then by this evening, if you're heading out for St. Paddy's Day, some showers. Cloudy then overnight, 39. On Saturday, late day rain showers, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 657. It's St. Paddy's Day. Did you know that? Yeah, it is. It's St. Paddy's Day all day long, so make sure you put on some green as you go out the door so you don't get pinched. Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting pinched on St. Paddy's Day. And by the way, some interesting stuff happens in Washington and around the country on St. Paddy's Day. There are deals to be had and green food to be found. Donald Trump, you know, the President of the United States, traditionally around St. Paddy's Day, there is a meeting with the Prime Minister of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And you talk about St. Paddy's Day, and they usually have a bowl of shamrocks that they hand over. It's a tradition, sort of like the turkey around Thanksgiving. It's you got to do it every St. Paddy's Day. And at this meeting, the Irish Prime Minister talked to Donald Trump and said, you know, I hope he actually started talking about the Irish immigrants who come to this country. Mm-hmm. So much talk about immigration and people who are here. He says, I hope that you will let the country's 50,000 illegal immigrants, Irish immigrants, you know, stand in the light. And the president responded simply by saying, we love Ireland.
Why does every country want to get rid of their citizens?
I don't know.
Why are they so willing to say, hey, take them? What is that about?
Yeah, so there you have it. And let's see, there's also some stuff that, you know, for example, if you go to Krispy Kreme today, you can get the very famous green donuts and the McDonald's. Well, listen, what day would not be complete without a shamrock shake from McDonald's?
They started selling those probably about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
They start those early.
The chocolate shamrock shake, the shamrock chocolate chip frappe, the shamrock mocha, and the shamrock hot chocolate, all green. See,
nice.
I don't know. Dunkin' Donuts has a shamrock sprinkle donut. Baskin Robbins has a green ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. TGI Fridays. Well, of course, you know, everybody does this on St. Paddy's Day. Green beer.
Of course. I was just thinking about
you got to have
beer.
A green beer, right?
Have you ever had green beer?
Actually, no.
It stains your teeth green.
I don't want to drink
color.
I don't want to drink anything that's green. I don't
really?
Know. For some reason that just seems yeah.
So no smoothies and protein yeah. things like for you.
And at no. And at the White House, the fountain in front of the White House, the water has been dyed so that it is green.
Have they ever done that before?
Oh, no, they do it all the time.
Yeah, because I was going to say, don't remember ever seeing that.
Yeah. And isn't it the day that they paint they dye the rivers in Chicago green?
Yes, they do dye the river in Chicago.
That's very interesting.
And New York, the big parade, they do the green line down, I want to say, what street is that, 34th? 33rd. Oh, no, 6th Avenue, down 6th Avenue.
So this is a day for you to celebrate. If you have any Irish heritage, as I do, do you have any Irish heritage?
Yeah, my mother's side.
Yeah.
Everybody in the, I swear, is either has Italian heritage, German heritage, Irish heritage, or some combination thereof.
And, of course, this afternoon, we'll have to have the Larry O'Connor celebration, which is always worth following.
Do we have to?
You have to. Okay. It's 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, coming up on WMAL.
Later in the show, Ed Henry from Fox News will join us, and he's going to walk us through the health care fight. That'll be fun.
And one of the things that's going to happen today is a meeting between Donald Trump and Angela Merkel. We'll talk to James